Please open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, chapter 31, beginning with verse 25. It speaks of a worthy woman and motherhood. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates." Let us pray. O gracious God, on this Mother's Day, we give thanks for the mothers, both living and those who are in heaven. We give thanks, O Lord, that we have them to be the ones we owe so much to for our raising up the love that they've given us, and also for the companionship too. We thank you, O Lord, for blessing us with mothers. All this we pray through the name of Christ, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." A friend of mine, her name's Jeanette. Jeanette's a lawyer. She told me that one day, when her son Jason was young, they were eating breakfast together. Jeanette was wearing a pair of old slacks and fuzzy sweater. Jason looked across his cereal bowl at his mother and said, "Mommy, you look so pretty today." Jeanette told me that she hadn't even dabbed on any makeup. She told him, "Honey, why would you say I look pretty today? Normally I'm dressed up in a suit and high heels." Jason replied, "Well, when you are dressed like that, Mommy, I know you're going to work. But when you look the way you do right now, I know you're all mine." Jeanette summed it up well. She said, "Nothing can replace the beauty of being together with those we love." On this Mother's Day, we must keep in mind the characteristics that make mothers so special. Even God's own nature reveals the ongoing motherly love, care, compassion, and concern for everyone. Even when Christ spoke harshly to the religious leaders of his day, he did it out of maternal concern for their spiritual welfare. While politicians, social workers, clergy, and others are so frantic about the decline of morals, ethics, and civility, most of the time they offer little in consolation except hollow words. One aspect of motherhood that could be taught to our society is that of good and responsible character. Character originates from having a strong but not overbearing personality. Will Rogers, the famous American humorist, said, "Our character should be so much above reproach that we would not mind selling our talking parrot to the town gossip." Well, where does character originate, and how does it flourish once it is attained? Everyone has character. Even some towns have town characters, as you know. But not everyone's character is something to brag around town. For instance, I read an article in a magazine here a while back, and it's a humorous story to a degree, but it does say a lot. There was a man who bought a bucket of fried chicken for he and his date. After driving to the picnic site, the couple sat down to enjoy their meal, only to discover a lot more than chicken. Over $2,000 in cash. It happened that the attendant at the restaurant inadvertently gave him the monetary earnings from the preceding day's business in an empty bucket instead of the colonel's best. The man quickly placed the money back in the bucket container and drove to the restaurant. Well, by that time, the restaurant manager was frantic with worry, and then the customer walked in and gave the money to the manager. The manager told him that his face would be on the headlines of tomorrow's newspaper as a hero for his honesty. Suddenly, the hero responded in a whisper to the manager, "Oh, no! You see, the woman I'm with is somebody else's wife." So, be careful of the kind of character you develop within yourself. It may be positive or it may be negative. It said earlier, where does character originate, but also morals and even religious behavior? Remember this, we don't have many role models left these days. Roy Rogers and Dale Evans are no longer with us. It can be acquired from our parents, our teachers, our clergy, our neighbors, television, and even drug dealers. Of all people, I believe much of our proper behavior can be credited to mothers. Today, with the rampant communications of the media and the internet, our character may be positive and productive or twisted into something sinister and repugnant. The spirit of motherhood is a powerful force and, yes, even influences the church in so many ways, particularly among children and youth in their formative years. There is a danger when some mothers and fathers acquired indifferent attitude toward raising their children in the church, then something positive must be done. For instance, there have been numerous times where I've had parents to come to me pleading that their children, especially the teenagers, are out of control and they're rebellious, and they come to me and say, "Can you do something, preacher?" Well, I would like to say yes, but most of the time, the parents who come to me never insisted that their children attend church. I'm of the belief that church is the foundation for a vibrant and full and wonderful life ahead. And once children and youth do not have that exposure, then they can end up being influenced by so many sources, whether it's peer pressure or as I said, the internet, whatever it is. But by that time, when the parents come to me, the barn door's been open, the horses run out. Guess what? There's little use to close the door now. There's very little I can do. So remember this, it is absolutely important that we keep our children and our teens in church. There is no justification for neglecting the religious, the ethical, and character development of anyone. Something about the church must say that it is a place of spirituality, not a place to just have a name on the church records or that you were baptized here. Deuteronomy 6:20 says, "In the future, when your children ask you, 'What is the meaning of the laws, commands, and rules the Lord our God gave us?' Well, tell them." This was taken out of the New Century Version Bible. This passage is from the promises God gave to Israel when they were under the leadership of Moses. The Israelites were reminded to be deliberate and intentional in teaching the young people about God. Sometimes a mother's flexibility and love can be stretched to its limits, which demand patience. And patience is something learned and acquired And many times it has to be relearned and reacquired. A good example is a cartoon I saw recently which showed a mother's face with a deep frown, looking at her son's rather pathetic-looking report card. She let out a big sigh. Well, Junior was sitting over there. He made a clever wisecrack. He said, "So, Mom, do you think my bad grades are due to the environment or to heredity?" Well, creating an atmosphere and learning ground for character, morality, and even reverence toward God has long-term positive dividends. It's a proven fact. It means teaching of God's caring love to the youngsters and living it before them every day. See, when the rubber hits the road is where it matters the most. Now, am I just speaking to the children and to the teens? Not at all. I'm speaking to the adults as well. Don't let necessarily look for a pat on the back, but carry on. Do right even when there is criticism, and living your faith out. That is what builds character and dedicated faith through nurturing a spiritual foundation in youngsters taught by committed, positive, loving people. But contributions by mothers may be the most valuable group. God certainly will be pleased without a doubt. However, this training and nurturing shouldn't be exclusively left up to mothers. All of us share in this responsibility. Yes, fathers, yes, siblings, uncles, grandparents. Yes, we should all share in this responsibility. When people have witnessed automatic faith demonstrated, authentic faith demonstrated, they in turn hopefully have learned to respond in imitation to the faith we live. It will be the most natural thing for them to mimic, and that is the payoff. Let us not evade personal responsibility by expecting our neighbors to do it, because God calls each of us to do this great and noble task. Mother's Day may teach us all something about loving people, but apply it all year around and see the results. Thanks be to motherhood and to God always. And by the way, happy Mother's Day. Shall we pray? Again, O Lord, we come to you with our hearts and minds. We give thanks for the mothers, and we give thanks, O Lord, that they taught us how to live according to your precepts found in the Bible. We also pray, Lord, that when mothers are absent, that we may take up the slack in those lives who need you the most. We pray, O God, give us the strength and encouragement to do so. And may we, O God, always be obedient and faithful and reverent toward you. This we pray through the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now affirm our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ through the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.